Dan of Artanian. He is the executive director of the Michigan Automobile Theft Prevention Authority. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm very well. Tell me about your organization.
Tony, we originated back in 1986 and were legislatively created under the auspices of the Michigan State Police to fight auto theft in the state. And there's an annual assessment of all insurance companies that do business in the state of Michigan and that insure passenger vehicles, and a dollar is contributed towards this fund each and every year. And we raise approximately, actually it's $6 million plus. And with those funds, we in turn grant those funds out to law enforcement agencies in the state that form auto theft teams that are multi-jurisdictional and fight auto theft in designated areas of high theft areas in the state.
How big a problem is that in Michigan? Where does Michigan rank as far as states?
Well, nationally, if you look at the numbers, we come in number six. California and Texas and Florida and Illinois are ahead of us, which is a good thing. But we certainly don't like being sixth. But we also realize that we've got quite a problem in the state of Michigan that we're trying to combat each and every year that we have our teams out out in the state. But we are doing what I think is a fair job because our thefts have come down considerably. In this past year, as an example, the rate of decline is 9.35% from 2009. And since our inception in 1986, our theft rates have declined by over 62%. So we're quite proud of that fact and continue to do everything we can to fight theft in our state.
You mentioned your teams. What do your teams do?
Well, they investigate auto theft crime, and they do that in a number of different ways. One way is an example that your listeners, I'm sure, have read about are bait vehicles. I think there's a show on TV regarding a similar type strategy that law enforcement agencies use where they take a vehicle that's popular and put it in an area on the street that's in a high theft area of that city or community and attached to it a GPS tracking device, and a would-be thief would come by and start it up take off, and law enforcement is right behind them all the way. And that's one way of taking thieves off the street.
What areas of the state have the most challenges?
Well, as you might guess, the most populated area of the state, as well as those vehicles that consist of high populated areas are where the concentration of vehicles and people are, and that's in southeast Michigan.
And which vehicles are the hottest ones for thieves?
Excuse me. This year, the pick of the litter, so to speak, happens to be the Chrysler product, and specifically the Dodge Ram pickup. Many year models of that vehicle happen to be the pick in this past year. And the reasons for that are quite simply that the vehicle is easy prey. There's many of them. They're easy to steal. The parts are interchangeable. And there's a ready supply. And that's those are the reasons why that particular vehicle is picked. Nationally, the picture changes somewhat. I believe it's the Honda Civic that's the choice based on national figures.
But bottom line is that in the war to stop auto theft, the news is good, the numbers are down.
You're exactly right. Absolutely. And, you know, we have our authority to thank for that in terms of the funds that we raise each year from the insurance companies that do business in the state. And more than that, we certainly are thankful to each and every law enforcement agency that we deal with in putting their officers and troopers out on the road combating auto theft.
You know what's interesting in the information that you sent me, Dan, it's fascinating. You've got the breakdown on Michigan's most stolen make and model, what days the most popular cars are stolen, what colors in a certain month. You've really got the breakdown for this.
Well, we do, and the thought behind that was that we could get people like you interested in calling us and finding out more about auto theft I mean, we obviously just run these numbers through a database through the law enforcement network here in the state of Michigan through the state police, and we're able to manipulate the numbers to tell us what the colors and the days of the week and in the months that the vehicles are stolen. And sometimes there's no rhyme or reason for that, other than the fact that it certainly garners the attention of the press, and that's one of the reasons why we do that.
Or what can folks do to make sure that their cars don't get stolen? And well, it almost sounds like an idiotic question because...
No, it's not. And the answer is pretty evident. Believe it or not, people, I think, are honest for the most part, and unfortunately make it very easy for thieves, and they leave their keys in the ignition. And that we could stop an awful lot of crime if we just didn't make it so easy.
Really? People are still doing that?
They're still doing that. They are. But, you know, technology has come an awful long way. And now you don't even need your key in the ignition to start the vehicle because of the fobs that are available, where if you're just within a foot or two of your vehicle, the doors unlock and you don't even need the keys. So the technology is certainly assisting auto theft in a big way by making many, many deterrents that are installed in a vehicle.
Well, Dan,
so it's getting tougher and tougher.
Dan, I think I'm turning into an old fuddy-duddy because I recently had a conversation with my youngest. He was playing with his iPod as well as my wife's Touch. And we were getting out of the car to go to a game, and I said, "What are you doing?" He said, "What?" I said, "You leave your stuff out. You got to put that away and tuck it away in those pockets so people can't steal it." And then I end up giving him a 60-second commercial about how people could see stuff and break into your car and
absolutely,
so on and so forth. But we still need to have safety precautions like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, for the most part, it's just common sense. You never want to leave your car running and unattended, even if it's just for a minute to dash into a store to buy a gallon of milk at the convenience store and run back out. You always want to roll your windows and lock the car when you leave. We'd rather you park your car in the garage rather than leaving it in the front of your home or in the driveway. And as you said a moment ago, you never want to leave valuables in plain view, even if the car is locked. Put them in the trunk where it's out of sight, out of mind. If there's not the temptation of breaking into your car because there's nothing there to steal, then they're going to move on to somebody else where something is visible. It's just common sense.
We've been talking with Dan Vartanian, who is the executive director of the Michigan Automobile Theft Prevention Authority. Dan, if people want to take a look at this information, where can they go?
They can go to our website. It's if I can give that to you.
Yes, please.
www.michigan, all spelled out, .gov/ATPA.
Thanks so much, Dan.
My pleasure. Good talking to you, Tony, and thank you for your interest.